I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you idiot with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are, and they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick! Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey, Leah, I'm gonna call a doctor.
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs?
Oh.
It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, all right? You guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I going to be woke? No one's going to know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Boiny?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Boiny? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Boiny? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked. But they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boiny, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boiny. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boiny. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boiny! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boiny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boiny, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
What, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole bag.
Oh. Capri Sun, I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay. Well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man. You could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blimey, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blimey, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Blimey.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Blimey? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you, because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Blimey, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyney.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyney, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyney. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? What did you, Steven?
No, sir.
What did you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
She's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Alright, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Oh, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? Alright, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought I was fired.
Okay, fine, stay fired.
No, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are gonna go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
Alright, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. Alright, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
Alright, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
Alright, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo, it's the cow.
God damn it. Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah, be funny!
Funny!
Come on!
Joke.
Be funny!
Ernesto,
you're not funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, goddammit!
Ow.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Barney, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Barney?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Barney, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you're pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Barney. I mailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not gonna use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm gonna be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man, whoever said that, oh, that is... That's hilarious. Pooped out.
Boynie, they used my joke. That's so funny. Tell me I'm funny, Boynie.
I'm going to go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, you get arrested and I have thumbtacks in my ass.
Doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude. That means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are willing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude. Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the pony's mine.
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and Tech Decks? Oh, I want the whole box.
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It could be any food. It could be green beans, it could be SpaghettiOs, whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey, Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No, he definitely stole that shit. He got it out of the box and all. He got sticky fingers.
Yeah, I saw him take it.
What the fuck, guys?
Cody, if you want this toy from the toy box, then you have to bring in 10 cans of food tomorrow.
What? 10 cans of food, Drive? Where am I going to get 10 cans of food?
You don't have 10 cans of food in your kitchen?
Well, I think we have some SpaghettiOs, but I don't know if we have 10 cans.
Well, I know Chef Phoebe has a bunch of cans, and I'm going to get that Thomas and the Brittany and Mr. Whiskers and the Tech Dex.
Bro, can you lend me a couple cans? I really want that Buzz Lightyear, and you know a nigga that got to eat, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm going to get as many cans as I can from Chef Phoebe's pantry.
What, now, Junior, you should give those cans to me because you're the reason I lost 10.
Okay, look, if we have enough cans, we'll get Ken, but we're going to get my toys first. Come on, guys.
Fried chicken in a pan, fried chicken cause I can. Fry, 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 da, 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 da. Fried chicken in a bitch, scrap my ass whenever I itch. Fry, 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 da, 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 da.
Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho.
Is he saying Friday ho?
I think he's saying fry that ho.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be like the pearly gates, like there's so many cans, like what we saw is heaven.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, I know.
Because we need cans.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at all these cans, Cody!
That's a lot of cans, Jim.
I think that's enough cans to get all the toys I wanted, because I get the Thomas, and I get the Brainy and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we also have enough cans to get Ken.
I'm not going to waste 10 cans to get Ken. It's going to take 10 cans, and that Thomas is easily a 20-can toy. And Brainy and Mr. Whiskers is 10 cans, and then probably the Tech Decks are 5 cans each, so I'm not going to waste 10 cans on your stupid Ken doll.
Well, Junior, you already have so many Thomases, you don't need another one.
Well, you've already had so much Ken, you don't need him anymore.
There's only one Ken.
And you've had a lot of use with him.
And it's your fault he was taken from me, so you owe me these cans.
Well, you need to go to your own house and get your own cans, because these cans, I need all these cans for my toys.
But you have at least 10 cans right here. Let me just have those and you can have the rest.
Stop pocket watching my cans.
Give me the can.
Julia, what the hell are you doing in my pantry?
Technically, it's not your pantry, it's my dad's pantry.
Technically, it is my pantry, since I cleaned up this whole damn house while your dad sits on his ass and watch TV.
Okay.
What are you doing in my pantry?
So the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
Wait, Ken knows how to drive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a CDL. He drives a big rig right into my ass.
Jesus.
Anyway, the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
And I was going to donate all our cans of food to the school.
No, the hell you're not. You're not donating cans to no dirty hand, grubby ass, disgusting brats.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
Listen, if we donate 20 cans of food, I'll get a bunch of toys.
20 cans? That's 20 meals, 20 full-ass bellies. No, the hell you're not, Junior. You have toys upstairs. You don't need to donate cans.
But this is a brand new Thomas in the box and a DVD box that'll bring in Mr. Whiskers.
Don't give a damn about no damn Whiskers. Get out of my damn pantry.
He's clearly never seen the show.
Get out of the pantry, Junior.
Okay.
God.
Oh, man, guys, I really wanted those cans.
Yeah, and I really wanted my boyfriend back.
Wow, Cody, you're so selfish and self-centered. All you do is think about yourself.
Yeah, dude, you're not starving and hungry like me, and Chef Phoebe didn't roast your ass.
All I'm trying to do is donate food for my buddy Joseph.
No, you just want to donate cans because you want, like, 5 toys.
What? No, I would donate that food even if I wasn't getting toys.
Okay, that's a fucking lie because you've never donated anything in your life.
I'm flabbergasted at that sentence, Cody. I've donated so much stuff in my life. I'm donor man. People used to call me that.
Donor man?
Yeah, right, Joseph? People call me that?
Yeah, I heard somebody call him donor man before.
Okay, donor man, what have you donated?
I've given,
Yeah?
What is that? I use public bathrooms.
What? How is that donating?
Well, see, instead of peeing in the toilet, I pee all over the toilet seat, and I give a janitor a job. I'm like Donald Trump. I create jobs.
What? You donate piss to a public toilet?
Yeah, because if I use the toilet normally, he would have nothing to clean. But I purposely piss all over the toilet seat and the ground so he has something to clean up.
Well, that sounds like you're just making a janitor hate his life.
No, he doesn't hate his life. He loves it. He loves cleaning things. That's why he's a janitor.
No, I don't think he's a janitor because he loves cleaning. I think he just wants money.
What? No, he walked in that bathroom. If he sees a clean bathroom, he's like, what's the point of me? He'd get fired if the bathroom wasn't dirty. But I make the bathroom dirty on purpose so he has something to clean up. So I'm donating piss on the ground so he gets paid more.
I don't think he gets excited when he sees a pissy, shitty toilet seat.
He does get excited because he gets paid more.
He doesn't get paid per piss and shit on a toilet seat.
Well, then he needs to discuss his stats with his boss.
His stats? This isn't Madden, Junior. He's just a janitor.
Well, listen, Cody. A janitor likes to clean. That's why he became a janitor. And I donate my piss and shit on the ground so that he can clean it up.
Yeah, on the ground. how fucking generous. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he walks in the bathroom. He goes, let's fucking go.
He definitely doesn't say, let's fucking go.
Yes, he does. He says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
He's trying to clean that shit.
Yeah, he has headphones in and he's like, hell yeah, hype music. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Hype music? What kind of music do you listen to when you clean a shitty floor in a bathroom?
Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe Kodak Black.
Yeah, or the Rocky song.
Well, guys, we're getting off topic. We just need these cans so I can get Ken back.
Okay, well, I would give you cans, but Chef Pee Pee won't let me grab the cans. And I wish we could just break into the pantry.
Break in? It doesn't even have a lock on it. It's your pantry. You could just wait for Chef Pee Pee to fall asleep and then go in and take the cans.
You know Chef Pee Pee doesn't sleep at night. He stays up watching telenovelas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, they always end in to be continued.
Yeah, so Chef Pee Pee's watching those shows. He'll see us if we try to go in the pantry.
Yeah, so what do we do?
We could try to distract him right now. And one of us tries to get him out of the kitchen, and then we can grab the cans. I got an idea. Follow me. Okay, guys, here's my plan. I'm going to throw this glass bottle at the ground, and when it shatters, Chef Pee Pee's going to hear it. He's going to come running. Joseph, I want you to lay in the glass, and when Chef Pee Pee shows up, he's going to, what happened? I'm going to say, Joseph got hit in the head with a glass bottle. You have to do CPR. So while Chef Pee Pee's doing CPR on Joseph, Cody, I need you to go in the pantry and grab all the food.
Okay, but I want Chef Pee Pee to do CPR on me, so can I lay in the glass, and then Joseph goes and gets the cans?
It doesn't matter who gets the cans. If you want to lay in the glass, you can.
Okay, but also, when he comes up, tell him there was a rattlesnake in the vase when you threw it, and it bit me on the wiener in the asshole, and he's going to need to suck the venom out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, and also tell him that the rattlesnake bit my belly, like a whole bunch of little bites all over my belly, so he's going to have to, like, suck on that all the way down and then suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, make sure you tell him. But especially make sure you tell him to suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Because, like, tell him that's where most of the bites were, was on the wiener in the asshole, and there was a lot of little bites on the belly, so he mostly just gets it out of the wiener in the asshole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, make sure you do that, please.
I will tell him that.
Don't forget. If you remember one, I'd prefer the asshole.
Okay.
Just make sure you at least say the asshole part.
Okay.
Please remember that.
I will remember it.
Okay, please do.
I think I will. Okay, here, I'm about to throw it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Julian, what the hell was that about? You know not to throw shit in this house. You could have wrote that.
I really should have checked to see where Chef Pee Pee was before we threw it.
Yeah, you should have. Now he's not going to suck my ass.
What? Fuck what?
Oh, listen, Chef Pee Pee, I was trying to shatter the bottle. I wanted to make a big mess. I wanted to get in trouble.
No, you're not supposed to break shit in this house. I'm going to tell your dad.
I do think you should go all the way upstairs and tell my dad.
What, you want to ask with it?
Yes, I do. I think you should go tell my dad what I was trying to do, and you should go through the whole alphabet, A through Z, each letter, think of a word that how you describe me, like A as asshole, B as a brat.
You know what? That is a good idea, Julia. That is the smartest thing you ever said. You know what? I can be very clever with my words. Braxton!
No, he's upstairs, Chef Pee-Pee, not, he's this way.
Oh, Braxton!
All right, guys, let's go grab the kids of food.
Okay.
All right, guys, grab as many kids as you can. Hold the bag, Cody.
You know, Junior, I really like that plan, Junior. I really wish that plan would have worked out, Junior. I really especially like the part that you came up with where the snake bit my wiener and my asshole.
Dude, nobody's licking your ass. Shut up.
I didn't say lick. I said suck.
Joseph, keep grabbing cans.
Snake bite, you fucking dumbass.
Keep grabbing cans.
Yeah, I really wish it would have worked, Junior.
Freaking ass boy.
I really wish you would have sucked my wiener and asshole, Junior.
All right. We got the cans, bro.
Guys, run this way with the cans.
Where you think you go with my cans, little bitch?
We're leaving here with these cans.
Oh, no, the hell you not. Not on my dead body.
We're leaving with these cans. We're taking them to the school.
Oh, no, you're going to be a dead man if you leave with my cans.
A snake bit my wiener in asshole. I need you to suck the venom out.
Cody, stop. No one's doing that.
I'm getting something out of this, goddammit.
Listen, we are going to leave with these cans, and I'm going to get those toys.
No, you're going to be 6 feet under after this. Wait, where did they go?
It was part of my plan. While I was distracting you in your face, they ran out the front door.
Actually, we're right here, Junior. I just had to tie my shoe. Joseph, help me.
You ain't leaving nowhere.
Ow!
Run!
All right, teacher, we brought a bunch of cans.
All right, you want a toy from the toy box?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let me grab Ken first. Teacher, where is that thing you took from me earlier?
Oh, the Barbie doll? Some kid took it after he turned in all these cans of green beans.
What?
Hey, Mr. Barbie doll man. Ready to go in my poop pipe?
Jeffy, that's what I wanted to do. Guys, give him back.
Cody in the middle. Cody in the middle.
Admit he's a doll, dude, and we'll give him to you.
He's not a doll. He's an action figure human man.
Well, then you're not going to get him back.
Yeah. Oh.
Guys, where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't see where he went.
But what if he's broken?
Well, then God has answered my prayers. I've been praying for years for that bitch to die.
Ken, are you back there? Are you up there, buddy? Ken, speak to me. Ken, no, is he in here? No, where could he be? Chef PP?
Not right now, whiny ass boy. I'm about to turn this bitch into Pompeii. Oh, watch this.
What? What are you?
Oh, Cody, I'm about to. Oh, I'm a nasty nigga. Oh, I'm a messy nigga. Look at me. This science, nigga. You ever seen science before? I'm basically Bill Nye in this bitch.
I mean, it looks like a mess to me.
Yeah, Isaac Newton made messes and shit. And look at him now. All dead, but he a scientist and shit. Man.
Okay, well, have you seen Ken?
No, why would I see Ken when I'm over here trying to make science experiments?
Okay, fine. Where could he be? Maybe he's behind the fridge. Ken, hold on, buddy. Are you back there? Ken, there you are. Okay, I'm coming. Well, fuck me. Well, I guess we can't really do that behind the fridge, no, can we? But I'm no quitter. I'm still coming. Oh, shit, it is tight. I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Ken, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I have a really nice view of your gooch, though. But I can't move. Oh, no. Help! Somebody help me! Help, I'm stuck behind the fridge. Help, please. Oh, no. This is bad. Help!
Help! Help! Oh, boo! Kaboom! Thomas Edison, I'm gonna turn this bitch to Hiroshima. Yeah, nobody alive after that shit.
Oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
Is Cody still looking for Ken?
I guess so, dude. Or maybe he found him and is making out with him on some broke back mountain shit.
Oh, okay, let's just take Ken and throw him in the deep end of the pool to make Cody have to go swim for him.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Let's do it.
Cody, did you find Ken? We think you and Ken should go swimming.
Yeah, dude.
Jesse, you sound like Patrick, clear your throat. Oh my God, Joseph, look at this mess. When I was throwing Ken, I must have knocked over a glass of soda. We have to get out here before Chef PP notices.
Junior! Oh,
I'm sorry, Chef PP. It was all Joseph's fault. We were throwing Ken. I threw him in the kitchen and knocked over the soda. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
The soda.
Oh, that's just leftover Hiroshima. They ain't want to sign no treaty. You know how that shit go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I invented, or excuse me, discovered this crazy-ass chemistry experiment. And look, all you need is Mentos and a Diet Coke, and then you put them together, and then kaboom! That shit go crazy!
What, it goes kaboom?
Yes, kaboom!
Like a bomb?
Like a fucking bomb. Better, you know what? A fountain of soda. A soda fountain, if you will. I invented the fucking soda fountain. I'm a genius.
What, you invented a soda fountain?
Yeah, the self-serve soda fountain. All you gotta do is drop Mentos in that hole.
I've put Mentos in Diet Coke before.
No, no one's ever invented this. Don't try to take my credit. I know this shit ain't allowed on any airplanes or even at any damn marathons. Boston, to be specific.
Well, have you seen Cody?
Yeah, I actually did. He came here talking about some stuff, but I was busy making chemistry experiments.
Yeah, Cody does talk about stuff all the time.
All the damn time.
When I just get old, I don't even listen to half the time.
I don't like that shit.
Well, anyway, can we do with this live experiment with you?
Yeah. Get some Mentos.
Help! Help! How can you not fucking hear me? I'm just right behind the fridge. Help! Guys, help me!
You ready to end the world, nigga?
Yes, do it, Chef. We do it.
All right, get ready. Cover your heads. Oh! No! Oh, we can't stop it! Oh, God damn, it's a Chernobyl 2.0! Oh, fuck it! Oh, no, fuck Elon Musk! Fuck a Cybertruck! I'm Elon Musk 2.0, bitch! I can't be stopped!
That's so sick! I mean, what's so high? What's so high?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
We're gonna get it on the ceiling.
Get higher.
Do it again.
Joseph, I'm behind the fridge! Stop playing with Diet Coke and help me!
You don't light this shit up.
What do you mean?
We're about to do the whole roll.
What? The whole roll.
The whole roll, nigga.
The whole roll.
The entire roll in the damn Coke.
But what if that ends the world?
And it might.
But
we splitting atoms in this bitch. It's like Adam colliding. And we on some CERN shit.
Well, but I don't think mankind was meant to do that.
And they wasn't, but nigga, mankind wasn't meant to fly, but we be flying every fucking day.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we should.
All right, let's get it, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on. But it might actually, like, destroy the Earth.
And then that's okay. Shit, we weren't meant to live too long.
Okay, well, can we at least go get Cody? I think we should all be with our friends during this, the end of the world.
I feel you. The bigger the crowd, the better. Go get
Okay, do you know where Cody went?
I don't know where the hell he went. I'm over here creating shit.
Okay, well, we're gonna go find Cody.
Hurry up. Goddamn.
Yes, someone please help. I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe in here. Somebody help me. I'm gonna die back here. Help.
Cody!
Where you at, Cody?
Yeah, dude, come out the closet. We know you found Ken already. You just make it out.
Oh, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna call Cody because the world's about to end and he needs to know.
I know he's gonna miss out on some cool stuff.
All right, let me call him. All right, it is ringing.
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your question.
What is that?
Oh, that's Nino Paid.
Nino Paid?
Yeah, you don't know Nino?
Is he paid?
He's pretty comfortable.
Okay, Nino comfortable. Okay, it's ringing, and I also hear Cody's phone. Oh, Cody left his phone.
Damn, that was stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cody never leaves his phone. Cody loves his phone.
Yeah, so what is he doing?
Okay, you know what? I think we should call the cops because something's weird, and like, I don't know. Cody never leaves his phone. That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. What does the cops ever do, though?
Yeah, what do cops do?
I know, right?
Yeah, cops, all the cops do is nothing.
And eat donuts and shit.
But if they broke in my house, like a robber did, I'd call the cops. I'd be scared.
I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I need cops.
Nervous, ain't
yeah, right? I love cops. Right, I'm going to call cops.
I don't know about love them, but.
Well, Kev, it looks like we're going to die back here. Can you just do me a favor and pull your pants down so I can see it one more time?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer, our friend's missing.
Oh, well, have you tried calling him?
Yeah, his phone's right there.
Oh, well, where's the last place you saw him?
In the kitchen.
Hmm, and have you checked the kitchen?
Yes, we checked the kitchen. He's not there.
Okay, I'm out of ideas.
See what I'm talking about, dude? Useless. Maybe we should go and get some donuts to get his cop powers working.
Yes, I think that's a great start.
Well, you're a cop. You don't know where people usually go missing at?
Hmm, he's not stuck in a cave, is he?
Stuck in a cave?
Oh, yeah, it happens more often than you think. Like this kid I went to high school with, stuck in a cave, Dave. Oh, he loved it.
Well, he loved getting stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Stuck in a Cave Dave. He was always getting stuck in caves. He loved it. Every chance he got, he would go get stuck in a cave. It wasn't about cave diving for Dave. It was about getting stuck. He really loved it when the rescue workers had to come get him unstuck with their winches and drills, and every time they would pull him out, he would run right back in and get stuck. They would have to seal off every cave with cement after they rescued him just so he wouldn't go back in. But that didn't stop Dave. He would always go find a new cave to go get stuck in. Eventually, his parents locked him in his room and grounded him, but he would just wedge himself in between the mattress headboard and the wall just to get stuck. But one day, when we were in class, Dave snuck out through the classroom window. And then he went to Nutty Putty Cave, and he got stuck upside down 150 feet underground in this 10-inch wide hole. He was completely stuck. Rescue workers tried saving him for hours, and they even lowered a phone to him with a rope so he could talk to his family. But he ended up playing Angry Birds with his nose, and eventually they realized saving him wasn't worth it because he would just go get stuck somewhere else. So they sealed him up in the cave while he played Angry Birds.
Yeah, I like to think he died doing what he loved, getting stuck in caves. Well, Dave. The movie Meet Dave sucked. That just reminded me of that.
Oh, you're gonna see the Freakier Friday movie?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Too freaky for me. Freakier? Freakier than the first one? No, I can't. The first one was freaky enough. This one? Oh, no. I couldn't take how freaky that is. Four people switching bodies? I'm not gonna know what's going on. I can't keep track of all that. I don't wanna have to think that much. I also don't like movies with subtitles. If I wanted to read, I'd go to a book.
Yeah.
What about our friend, dude?
Oh, yeah, what about Cody?
Oh, yeah, okay, so stuck in a cave, is he?
Oh, no, he's not stuck in a cave.
Wait, you know that for sure?
What? Well, not no.
Okay, well, I should probably go check all the caves before we go jump into conclusions.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's stuck in a cave. I mean, I don't think he actually is.
How would we know unless we checked all the caves? And we gotta do it right now, because he could be running out of air, so we better get started. I'll get my equipment.
Oh, wait, hold on, before you go look at all the caves, do you want to go see the world end?
What are you talking about?
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Is he rapping at me? I could tase you for that.
Oh, no, he's just saying Nemo paid.
Nemo paid? Yeah, Nemo was paid at the box office, so much so that they made a shitty sequel.
Yeah, I hated Finding Dory. Oh, God, that was so fucking awful. Oh, Incredibles 2 didn't like that either. All rushed, didn't sound good. I also didn't like The Good Dinosaur. I also didn't like Turning Red. Oh, God, Turning Red is so fucking awful. But I liked Elio.
It was okay.
Yeah, so, you want to go see a science experiment?
Hell yeah!
Okay, Ken, let's play I Spy. I spy with my little eye a tight ass. Yeah, you got it in one, Ken, I'm talking about you. Okay, your turn. You spy a four-eyed freak. I guess I'm the only person it could be. Seems kind of mean, though.
All right, officers, this is the experiment.
Oh, the old Diet Coke and Mentos trick. You know, back in college, we used to do this and sit on it, so it went up our butts like reverse diarrhea. Yeah, my buddy Diet Coke and Mentos up his ass Chuck actually died doing that. He got too much air in his colon, and he fucking exploded.
Oh, well, about to do the whole roll.
Wait, you can't do the whole roll. That's illegal. The world will end.
Well, it's time for this bitch to end.
I don't want the world to end. I don't want to die. But it would be sick as fuck.
Well, is there anything left in the world you haven't done?
Well, I haven't had a three-way with Emma Watson and Emma Stone at the same time. But I mean, let's be honest. I could only get one of those at best. Nah, I'm out of their league. That'll never happen. Let's end this bitch.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, it's about to get real in the field, nigga. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Oh. I want to play with Diet Coke and Mendo's.
Oh, Brandon! That's me with Ellis Conan and Emma Watson at the same time!
That's the
punishment! Holy, it hit the fucking ceiling! How do you even clean that? You can't use a mop up there! You need like a palm! Like a backwards mop for the ceiling instead of the floor!
Wait, were you guys hear that?
Yeah, someone's asking for help.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling for help. Is it over here?
Well, I think it's over here. Over there.
Hmm. It sounds like it's coming from the fridge. Maybe he's inside the fridge! No fucking fuck. You gotta be kidding me. Darth Maul Coke? It's perfect because he's red and Coke is red? It has to taste like Darth Maul. What does it even taste like? I can't even imagine. I have to drink this. God, this is such a good idea. I hate when people who aren't me have good ideas. I hate when somebody has an idea and I'm not that person and that idea is good. It just pisses me off. Yoda should be on Sprite. There, I said it. Patent that. That's a Brooklyn Guy original. I came up with that. And the Lorax should be on Sunkist because he's orange. And Big Bird should be on Mellow Yellow. Okay, those are all my good ideas. I had to drink this, though. All right, I'm going to be a Nutty Putty.
Wait, why are you going to the caves?
Well, because he's got to be in the caves. Where else could he be?
We hear his voice near this refrigerator.
It's probably an echo from the caves. I'm going to Nutty Putty.
Cody?
Junior, I'm stuck right here, Junior. Junior, can you hear me? Help me, Junior!
Cody, you there?
Junior, thank God. I'm stuck behind the fridge. Just move the fridge so I can get out.
Move the fridge? What the fuck you think? I'm Superman?
Yeah, just get Chef Pee Pee and the cop and Joseph to help you. You can do it.
Cody, this fridge is heavy as shit. We're gonna need a bulldozer.
Okay, then get a fucking bulldozer. I don't care. Just get me out of here.
Okay, Cody, if you admit Ken's a doll, I'll move the fridge.
Well, he's not a doll, Junior. He's a man and an action figure and an action man and a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA.
Okay, then stay back there then.
Junior, don't you dare leave me back here. You mother. Motherfucker, come back here and help me!
Well, could you at least pass me one of those Darth Maul Cokes? Thanks.
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass, because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sake, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, go.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait.
one question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Hurry up, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool.
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, see, I dropped it.
Clumsy ass, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody, well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo, yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior, your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct, you got it right, you passed.
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has two O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior. Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh, boobies?
No, Junior. O, not ooh, O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot, hoot.
No, no.
Hoot.
No, Junior. No, no, no.
He fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again, and... Oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No, Junior, it's elbow.
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument.
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I fail kindergarten?
Yeah, you fail kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's why you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh! I'm so Frick! Sorry! Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elf skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick! Frick! Frick, God!
All right, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is going to pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam.
I can't believe I failed.
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
All right, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop.
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you passed!
I didn't say fish, I failed!
I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
No, Mikey, that's okay, we're good, we're just gonna try again, we're gonna do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa!
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe!
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just going to try again. We're going to do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, not my favorite one. That's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog. You might I passed. Yay!
Yes, you did. Okay, Joseph, get up here. We're going to do your exam.
Too fucking easy, guys.
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass.
All right, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink.
Oh, easy. Penis.
What? No. It's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig. Correct! You passed!
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
All right, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, guys, I'm scared.
Oh, great, he's gonna poop his pants again.
Probably.
Don't worry, Freddy, we'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A truck?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies ran on it last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No. It's what's toast made out of?
Bread!
Very good! You passed! Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I passed!
My turn!
All right, Ashley, your word starts with F-L and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors! It's something you walk on? Oh, no, this is something you smell. Floors? It sounds like you're saying flowers! Then you're correct! You pass! Okay, who's next? Oh, Daryl? Oh, Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card? Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball? Maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl? Okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
No. Junior, you get to try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior, no, Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
It's dry.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're back!
Yes, my suit finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam!
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, wait. But he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior. Remember, it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute! Cody! Your mom's an elephant! She's a big, fat elephant!
Yes, she is! Junior passes!
Rats! How did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed!
Wait, everyone? Even my son, Daryl.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. Hey, Daryl! What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square, no cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lying bitch! You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class to tell me everything. Everyone failed! Summer school for everyone!
Summer school!
Yay! I go
wish I could be with my dad. I'd rather do that than go to school. Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. How about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that's sick. Get the rate.
Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener-loving friend!
Yeah, happy like wiener day or sucking
it
day.
No, it's not my gay day. It's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh.
I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. They don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that, yeah. I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size, and this goddamn hat... Stay out of my eyes! Bullshit!
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February is so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We could throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump. We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month in June so that black people have a longer month, and we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because there's Mardi Gras and that's us dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah,
you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees.
I do really like bees.
I'm just
saying. Yeah, so like you have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And, ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that, too.
Oh, Valentine's Day's in February?
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day's pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it, too. But, like, yeah, February's perfect for gay people. So I'm going to write a letter to Donald Trump making June the new Black History Month, because Juneteenth is in June.
Right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May. All right, I'm writing a letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I can't believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's going to be so important for our country. It's going to be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's going to be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month is June!
Yeah, we back, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, but you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah, greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's
Magenta, so that's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down. Right there.
Okay.
Right. My right. Wait, my right.
What
my
right. Your right.
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Like my own goddamn candles, my own birthday, my own friends. And you remember it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. Fucking leap year. Why don't we go on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking yeah. Candles won't light. The cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit. Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
Waiting on you.
Yeah, you blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Then sing!
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody. Happy birthday to you.
Cody's birthday.
Happy gay day.
Happy like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an acapella group. We're not pen and tonics.
What pen and... Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh my god! It's Cody's cake day!
And he has all that icing on his cake!
Oh!
You icing slut, you!
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
No, not quite. Freak.
Oh my god, Cody! Oh, I love the colors on your hat!
Oh, and all that cake! Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh yeah, I want some of his cake!
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish you'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Why, you silly Billy? What's
wrong with you? Silly goose! You quack, quack goose!
Oh, let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose!
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankings.
Birthday spankings? Oh my god, let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankings?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Tighten that ass up. Happy birthday, whoa. You silly dirty slut.
I'll do it with my hand.
What's
it's so firm.
Wait,
how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean... I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh my god.
1,000?
Yeah.
God. Old king.
No.
Old
no.
Dirt.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. That ass.
Best birthday ever. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Oh yeah, let me be the Phillips head.
Oh my god, let's take him to the bathroom and give him a blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we got Eiffel Tower's ass too.
Oh my god, the birthday boy, let's get him in his birthday suit.
Yeah, get naked right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Okay. Dirty boy!
Whoa! What is that? Where's that going? Oh! Whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, yeah! I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower. Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm going to go check Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, my God, is that my favorite four-eyed king? Oh, you look so scrumdiddlyumptious today. Oh, my God, you're such a bottom. The things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee-Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty. Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumdiddlyumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's blumpkin time.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my god, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, Vogue, sashay.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie. Today, I'm gonna be painting my nails! Oh, it's gonna be so pretty! Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my god, it's gonna be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I love these.
Oh, Oh, I thought you were going to paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday, so you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go, right now.
Whoa, hey there. Whoa, how you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it. Never mind, keep going. Whoa, goddamn.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on. Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday.
Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
Whoa, what is that? Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Okay. I know what it is, but I like it, goddamn.
That is police brutality. I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blocking out. Like, right? Did we fall asleep? Like,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I've done terrible things.
Hey, buddy. Touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Make me bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm going to bubble.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Perfect, lots of news.
Breaking news, MK. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh. Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You couldn't even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
What's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! Well, what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, well, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind, I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo! Alright, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Sprite cranberry? That's too easy.
Next up, Steph McFlurry. I mean Curry. But damn. What? Next up, Nikola Jokic.
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me likey basketball.
That's a big thing. Play, Caitlin.
Yeah. Thank you. Very good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I gotta go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Yeah, Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, do we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn. The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk. Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody. I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior. LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron. There's a Sprite cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody.
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha! Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner.
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curve from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah! Curry from half court! That's what I'm talking about, Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad.
Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nikola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids.
Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps then.
Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn! Look at Michael Phelps go!
Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him.
Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the kid on the stretcher's drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal. Ah, oh, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did. Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids.
All right, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs, so I'm in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him.
Runner, on your mark, get set, go!
Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, I don't want it.
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off. And Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool?
Jeffy, stop it. I don't like the noise, Jeffy. Stop it. If you hit it one more time, you need to stop hitting it so you can hear what I'm going to threaten you with. If you hit it one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to take your TV away. I'm going to take your video games away. You're not going to have any friends. You're not going to do anything fun. I'm going to take away the stupid ball. I'm going to take away the stick. You're not going to have anything until you move out.
See that? You ain't going to do shit.
Give me that.
Come on,
making
Marvin.
Annoying noises. I want him to stop.
Marvin, behave yourself. Why don't we watch a movie?
Jeffy, stop it! What movie do you want to watch?
We should watch Master of Disguise.
What's Master of Disguise?
It's a movie about a guy who can disguise himself as...
Baby,
anyone.
He won't stop!
It's fine, Marvin. We'll watch a movie and it'll distract him. He even dresses up as a turtle!
I want to watch a movie about a turtle!
Wait, okay, so what's the movie about?
It's a guy that dresses up and disguises himself as anyone or anything, and he's amazing! It's really funny, and Jeffy will love it.
Okay, turn it on. Don't you hit it during the movie.
Okay, I know it's called The Turtle Club, but I think you're taking it a little too literally.
Turtle!
Excuse me, are you two a member of The Turtle Club?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Turtle! Am I not curly enough for the turtle club?
Well, I can't let you guys in without a turtle club membership.
Oh, but he's been wanting to come to this club ever since he was a little boy. If we could just look around for 1 minute. Just real quick.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Turtle!
Oh, no. See, now he's throwing a fit, and it's only going to get worse unless we go in, so...
Okay. For 5 minutes, you guys can come in.
Turtle?
Oh, thank you so much.
Turtle!
What the fuck is this?
It's a funny movie. It's cute. He's a turtle.
I want to be a turtle.
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 Okay, I'm in hell. I'm in hell.
No, like this, Jeffy. It's like Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Hairy Puss.
Okay, that's the news. That's the news. Everyone watch the news.
Breaking news, okay. Due to civil unrest across the globe, the U.S. Congress has approved the reinstatement of the military draft due to the lack of voluntary enlistments. So if you are between the ages of 18 to 25, you will be drafted into the military to go to war.
The draft? They're drafting people in the military?
Well, don't worry, Marvin. They said 18 through 25. We're good.
Oh, yeah, we are good. What about Jeffy?
Oh, I'm good. I'm retarded.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're all good. Him chewing on crayons paid off. Back to being turtles, I guess.
Turtle!
Okay, stop. There's someone at the door. Let me answer. Let me answer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that. Oh, you have less teeth. Oh, yeah, please.
Hello? What, the military? What are you doing here?
Hey, we're here to draft Jeffy.
What? Draft Jeffy? Oh, because he's 20 years old.
Yep, perfect age.
Okay, well, I think you forgot. He's on the spectrum.
Oh, no, that's actually even better. He has the strength of 10 men. That's 10 less people we got to draft.
You still want to draft him even though he's mentally disabled?
Oh, yeah, we got rid of the whole medical and disability thing. We're just drafting anybody now. I actually just drafted a guy in a wheelchair. I'm going to push him over landmines. Fuck it.
Wait, you're still going to draft people even if they're sick, like even someone in the hospital?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually just drafted an 18-year-old with stage 4 leukemia. He's a gunner on an AC-130 now. I literally don't care. The only reason I wouldn't draft somebody is if they're gay.
If they're gay, why?
Well, because gay people just aren't scary, you know? It's like, we're the military, we like pussy and killing people. Just gay people don't do all that.
Okay, I think gay people could be extra scary, because what if the other army is super straight and they don't like gay people and our gay soldiers try to kiss them?
Oh, that is pretty scary. I don't want to be kissed by a dude.
Yeah, so you should draft gay people. What stops Jeffy from lying and saying he's gay?
Oh, I actually have a foolproof trick for that. See, what I do is I whip it out and I tell them to suck it. And if they don't suck it, then they're obviously straight.
What?
See? Yeah, I mean, like, I found so many closeted straight people doing that. One guy was actually halfway through before he came out as straight. I always know when it's a straight guy doing it.
Okay, but that doesn't make you gay.
No, absolutely not. Then I couldn't be in the military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just need to come in and see what's going on with Jeffy and see if he's gay or what.
Okay. He's not gay, but he's just not mentally capable to fire a gun.
No, anybody can fire a gun. There are high school students that can fire a gun. It's not that hard. I just gotta talk to him.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the military.
The military?
Tell her yes.
Yes, the military.
Marvin, ask him what he wants.
She wants to know what you want.
Tell her I'm here to draft Jeffy.
He's here to draft... Wait, why don't you just talk to each other right there?
What do you want?
Oh, I'm here to draft Jeffy.
What? No, you can't do that, Jeffy. He's a little...
A little without.
Oh, what are you talking about? He's ready for war. He's already a ninja turtle.
But why is he dressed like a turtle?
Turtle!
And he has his own battle cry. If I heard that in war, I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I got my own hammer.
And he's got a Thor hammer. Marvin, he's the perfect soldier.
Jeffy, you're not getting drafted.
Am I not turtly enough for the draft?
See, he clearly wants to do it.
But Jeffy, if you go to war, you're gonna have to kill people. You don't want to.
Marvin, don't try to sway him. Let me interview him. Jeffy, do you want to kill people?
What would they ever do to me?
They hate turtles in America.
Fuck them.
Oh, see, that's perfect. Wait, you are straight, right?
Yeah, I don't like wiener.
Oh, there you go. Perfect soldier.
Oh, okay, come on. Is there anything I can do to get Jeffy not to be drafted? There has to be something I can do.
Well, I don't normally do this, but if you suck me off, I'll let him out of this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you gotta give me a good old-fashioned heterosexual suck-off.
What? No, I'm not doing that.
Marvin, you have to. Jeffy's life's at stake.
I'm not sucking dick. Listen, there's gotta be something. Is there any way I can, like, what if I found someone? What if I found someone to replace Jeffy's spot?
Well, I guess that would work, but they'd have to be pretty strong and very straight.
What if I find you the strongest, straightest man in the world to take his spot?
Okay, that'd work. But I also want a $1 bill with a letter K on it.
Why?
What? No, not Y, K.
No, YK.
No, not the letter Y. I just need the letter K.
YAK.
That's three letters. I don't need that. I just need the letter K.
YAK.
Yak? Are you trying to spell yak?
But why do you need a letter K on a dollar?
Oh, see, to complete my collection. See, I have every letter of the alphabet on a $1 bill except for the letter K. And when I complete my collection, it'll be worth $26.
Baby, do you have any dollars?
I think so.
With a letter K on it? That has to be simple.
Okay, let's see. I have E, a G, a F, H and an L.
I already have all those. Fuck.
Well, this is all I got.
Okay, listen, baby, you find a dollar with a K on it. I'll ask everyone that I can see if they have a K, but I will find you a very strong, straight man.
Okay, you have 5 minutes.
Oh, fuck! Hey, Shrek.
Not right now, Loki. I'm in the middle of taking a crap. Squirt, like a goddamn water gun!
Oh, God.
Oh, Donkey, don't you see the caution sign up there? It says caution, poo in progress, but this is more like a shit!
Okay, listen, I just ask you a favor real quick.
What, okay? I think I have a break. Make it quick!
Okay, so Jeffy just got drafted.
Oh, get a draft of that shit!
Oh my god, I'm gonna stop going. Wow, this is still coming out.
I don't
know. Okay, so listen, Jeffy got drafted in the military, and I was wondering if you could take a spot.
Hey, Donkey, why don't you just take that toilet paper right there, just give it a big bear hug, and then run up my ass crack as fast as you can, and just stick it to my ass like wallpaper, and then peel it off into the toilet, and then flush it for me? That'd be great. More squirting!
Okay, never mind.
Super Soaker!
Hey, Dougie.
Not right now, Mob Ibs. I'm in the middle of the game.
I need a favor, Dougie.
No, Mob Ibs, I'm busy.
Dougie, please.
Mob Ibs, you is so annoying.
So now you know what it's finally like.
What?
Listen, so Jeffy just got drafted by the military, and they said if someone took his spot, he doesn't have to go. And since you like to go to war in your Call of Duty video game, maybe you'd want to take his spot?
Well, Mob Ibs, see, I loves to, but I can't read, and I also can't color so good.
Well, you don't have to color in the military, and I don't think you have to read. All you have to do is know how to shoot a gun, and you shoot a gun all the time in your video game.
Well, see, the thing is, in real life, they got friendly fire nabibs. And so sometimes, in the game, I'll just be shooting around, and I don't know what I'm doing, so I might do some friendly fire.
Oh, okay, listen, they'll teach you, you'll learn not to do friendly fire.
Well, see, the thing is, my teacher in third grade, Miss Robin Pimp, she said I can't learn so good. She says that I ain't know how to write really good, and that I don't know how to hold a pencil.
Okay, so, well, you don't have to hold a pencil, you can hold a gun, and you do know how to learn, because you, I promise you, they'll pay you $2,000 a month.
Ooh, $2,000 a month? That's like so many really a lot, so dollar so good a year.
Yeah, that's $24,000 a year.
Ooh, I can almost get me a Hellcat with that one.
Yeah, so you want to do it for that?
Nah, I'm good, Moochin.
Good Moochin. Listen, Dougie, if you don't do it, you're out on your ass. I'm kicking you out of this house.
And you ain't gonna do shit on your bitch ass.
Oh, Dougie, you're gonna get what's coming to you. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
What's up, Marvin? Hey, you want some mac and cheese donuts? I just found this recipe on Pinterest. It looks sick as hell.
It looks gross.
Oh, fuck you then, lame ass, pussy ass, ugly ass.
Stop touching me, please.
What, you can't come in here disrespecting my mac and cheese donuts?
Well,
what
listen,
do you want?
I was just... Jeffy got drafted by the military.
What? He got drafted? He gonna fight for our country? That's cool as hell. But they're gonna give him a gun?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that I don't want him to get drafted, and they said that if I find someone to replace him, that he doesn't have to go.
Oh, wow. Well, good luck with that shit.
So I was wondering if you would go and replace him.
What? Me? Die for this country? Hell no!
Fuck no! Say it with me, Marvin. Fuck no!
Say it with me, Marvin. Fuck no! One more time. Fuck! Why are you not saying it?
Because, listen, Jeffy, it's serious. Like, I don't want Jeffy to go. They'll pay you $2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
To fucking die? Fuck no! Marvin, why are you not saying it? Fuck!
Oh, okay, listen, I understand it, but listen, okay, I didn't want to tell you the truth, because it's top secret.
Oh, top secret, you say?
Yeah, they made me swear under oath. It's top secret security clearance.
You swear under oath? Why?
Yeah, listen, let me just tell you. Okay, so the military recruiter, he's upstairs, and he said that he needs the strongest, straightest American to get Osama bin Laden's daughter pregnant.
They need me?
Yeah, they need someone. I think you're the straightest. I think you're the strongest.
Well, you're right. I could pull this off.
Yeah, they want to get Osama bin Laden's daughter pregnant because to get back for 9/11, and they want you to do it. I didn't want to tell you. It was supposed to be a secret, but they want you to do it, buddy.
I am very reliable and straight and strong, the strongest ever.
But do you think you could get her pregnant? You think you could put her through?
Hell yeah, I could put her ass through it. Bend her ass over the stove if I have to.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think you want to do it. I'll find someone else.
Marvin, come on now. I'm the straightest man you ever known. Come on, you just said it yourself.
But I don't know if you would be willing to do it.
Oh, boy. Helicopter all over here and make sure... Oh, boy, we're going to recreate 9/11. Where ass at? Point me in the direction.
You don't mention it to him.
All right, where that military recruit at? I'm about to knock her towers down. I'm talking about flying my plane straight through her towers and then in a Pentagon over and over again. Like, yeah, this is what your daddy did. This is what your daddy did.
I'm sorry, whose side are you on?
Hey, this is Chef Pee-Pee. He is taking Jeffy's side in the draft, right? All right, Chef Pee-Pee?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to smash Osama bin Laden's daughter.
What is he talking about?
Okay, he's a little schizophrenic. He just thinks that he wants to bang Osama bin Laden's daughter. He's a little weird. Just don't mention it.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as he's strong and straight, I don't care.
Oh, he's strong and straight. Let me talk to him for a second. Hey, Don't mention your son-in-law's daughter to this guy. He's kind of jealous that he doesn't get to bang her.
Oh, I understand. If I get to hit it first, yeah, I'm gonna knock the walls loose.
Yeah. So just don't mention it anymore. Just act like you're in the normal military, okay?
I guess.
You're on a secret mission. All right, you guys can talk now.
Hey, you're strong and straight, right?
Yep, strong, straight, and ready to lay some pipe.
Oh, hell yeah. That's perfect, man. All right, so now all I need is my $1 bill with a letter K on it.
I have it right here.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Here you go. That looks like the letter K to me.
Yep, that is the letter K.
So do I need to bring some condoms?
To war?
Yeah, you know, protection and everything.
I mean, if you want to.
Oh, I get to choose, Marvin? Oh, I'm about to go raw in the bitch. Oh, I'm about to get nasty.
Okay, well, y'all should hurry up and get on the plane or wherever the fuck y'all are going.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
What's I'm supposed to do now?
Okay, I think you guys just go back to being turtles.
I'll take a spot.
Why would the astronauts been back to the moon?
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
What is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. You can put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
Or he thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can knees too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010. Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an only fans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do, and you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky, some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going, you're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit, because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000? Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Well, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah. There you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin, you'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back off.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I won't.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where's that baby oil? Oh, I want your ass to slide. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Oh, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ash after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my god, it was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right, come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I'm gonna have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn master.
Turn it around, it says on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who want to play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat it, I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours and it holds the gold.
What happens with the Twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The Twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What are you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No, not until I asked to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Yeah, sneaky.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time I would throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting any good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you.
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man. Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy. What? More like Poo Diddy.
All right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed off P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party. Well, if you say no, I still do it.
Oh, where's the camera?
Sir, I found a camera. I think someone was trying to record illegal activity.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir.
Looks like we got to get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You got to at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't want to get pissed on. I'm saying no.
Come on, it's the party,
I'm saying no.
Come on, no,
You gotta stay here.
I'm saying no.
All right. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah. Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. No case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Party. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Okay. Penthouse packed and they got my willy wagon. Yeah. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Yeah. Ride me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. Yeah. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Jumps and Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat. My favorite one's a dildo. Slip something in your drink and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef. Put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm clean and call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. She trying to mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm trying to smash them cheeks. Let escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gonna show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm trying to get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World. It's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats, and I want to see them.
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well, what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun.
What is that? Is that in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios, and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit card just ran out. Let's just go, me and you.
Yep, let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but hold on. If you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh, Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Danny. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had, a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. That would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that'd be so cool! I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God. I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the tickets since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was in there. We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes, yes. Take them away. Take them away before I throw up. Get in there, you sick fucks.
I'm from Owl Town.
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen. 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years.
Oh, okay. The judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times. Times 80, you'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't make any sense. The world's not going to be around that long. The sun's going to explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just going to let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what are you going to feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, now I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we going to eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a French fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know, I don't eat here.
What? Ew, oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High protein, whole lot of nuts. Very chunky, slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my God!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Jimmy! Guard! We need your help, guard!
Pipe down then, mate.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is, we're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Dad. Let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Jeff. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want him to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating that.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jeffy, that's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck! His neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, so it's sweating. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man. Nah, I'm Bubbles.
Wait, how the fuck do you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. I was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen. A pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me. After that, I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no. I would say my life is perfect now. Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want?
Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm gonna finish up this oatmeal.
Wait. What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it. You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait. So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait, so you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell no. Nah, I was jiggling Quaker oats, apples, and cinnamon. Told you it was going to be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell no. No, why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison. And my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal and people would share their ass to me, you know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. Consensually. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that?
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner, my Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all done. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run! Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy. Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha! Gotcha!
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You just suck this fucking nutsack. I see. It's like that, is it? Okay, I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
Hey, Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World, it's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats and I want to see them!
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World, the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun.
What is that in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new.
You know what? Screw it. My credit cards are ran out. Let's just go. Me and you.
Yep. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but hold on. Listen, if you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh. Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Danny. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest. What? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had, a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. That would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that'd be so cool! I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God. I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the tickets since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea. It was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was in there. We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes, yes. Take them away. Take them away before I throw up. Get in there, you sick fucks.
Off from all town.
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen. 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years.
Oh, okay. The judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't even make any sense. The world's not going to be around that long. The sun's going to explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just gonna let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what do you gotta feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, now I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we gonna eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a French fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know, I don't eat here.
What? Ew, oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High protein, whole lot of nuts. Very chunky, slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my God!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Jimmy! Guard! Guard! We need your guard!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh, yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is. We're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Dad, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Dick. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating that.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jerry, that's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him, and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck! His neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, so it's sweat. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man? Nah, I'm Bubbles.
Wait, how the fuck you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. I was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me after that. I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no. I would say my life is perfect now. Stuck in a 10-feet by 8-feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want? Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm about to finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait! What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it. You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait. So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait, so you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell no, I was jiggling Quaker Oats. Apples and cinnamon. Told you it was going to be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. This does not make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell no! Why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison, and my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal, and people would share their ass to me. You know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. Consensually. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that.
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates. Here's your dinner. My Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs.
Oatmeal all done. Be careful. It's hot.
What is this?
I don't know.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run! Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy. Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha! Gotcha!
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You just suck this fucking nutsack.
I see. It's like that, is it? Okay. I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We can go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what do you do in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me.
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kinda. Look at me hover, kinda.
Oh, my God. He's like hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo 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 goo.
Oh, hoorah!
Oh, goo goo.
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah,
fight.
Beat him.
Beat him.
Fight.
Yeah. Beat him up, Joey.
Yeah. Die.
I'm sure fighting.
It's taking you forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is going to blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
Whoa! No way!
Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my God, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone, and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm going to keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics.
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
All right, Cody, I'm going to pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rocking cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. All
right, I'm going to go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at the Kiki. Holy! Now I'm going to shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
All right, on your way, Cody. Hey, Cody, look at me. I'm a bunny rabbit. Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me. Okay?
All right. Boing, 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 boing,
You don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See, okay, so we're gonna hover kinda down here, right?
Alright, yeah, I am hovering kinda all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. He's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge. Okay, so just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in like 2 hits.
Alright, well, I'm gonna do my best and he's not gonna touch me at all. Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think
oh no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
Well, I haven't yet. He's not gonna touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just gonna run up and start hitting him.
Oh no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't gonna happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well just be careful.
Oh no! He hit me again! He hit me! Alright, now I gotta run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
Alright, well I gotta go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm gonna eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
Alright, hold on. I gotta hide. Gotta go into my inventory. Check this out. Oh, there's some ramen and some pastry.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack. I'm trying to eat it.
How did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
Found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah, good. You keep doing that. Oh, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
Yeah, I can power that one up.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good, watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh, no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh, my God. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastry.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go find another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ningguang. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait, what are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah,
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
I was okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're playing?
Yeah, look, I can run around and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, no, you love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it, now I'm playing it, everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring us all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. I'm playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. Of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, hey, Marvin.
Genshin Impact, our life.
Go, okay, yeah. So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin
Impact.
Genshin
Impact. Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
What's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got you mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Oh, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man, Monday Night Football, Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
Alright, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh no, guys, my Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know, we're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know, hold on, let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a...